It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The nation is recovering from presidential whiplash sustained over the past few days as Trump delivered three speeches in the course of 48 hours.
What a difference a day makes. Well, a day, a speechwriter, and a teleprompter. President Trump today speaking to veterans in Reno, reading from prepared remarks on a teleprompter calling for national unity.
It is time to heal the wounds that divide us and to seek a new unity based on the common values that unite us.
Heal the wounds, seek a new unity, common values that unite us. Normally strong words that few would take issue with, except when these words are coming from the mouth of President Trump, many Americans now wonder what, if anything, do they really mean? Just last night, the president stood before a crowd of supporters in Phoenix and revealed once again just how far he'll go, how much he'll bend the truth, whose memory he'll sully, who he'll attack, even within his own party. Sometimes he does this to try to cover up the fact that he made a mistake, which, as we all know, he never owns up to. Sometimes he does it because he clearly thinks of himself as a victim of Republicans, reporters, leaking staffers, Democrats, and just about everyone else. Donald Trump, the world's biggest victim, trapped inside the body of the world's most powerful man.
On Monday, from Fort Myer, Virginia, he took on the role of commander-in-chief, outlining, with virtually no detail, our path forward in Afghanistan. Then he was off to Phoenix Tuesday for a campaign rally where he ranted and raved for 75 minutes or so, sowing division in an off-the-cuff and off-teleprompter rambling address that was supposed to be about unity. And on Wednesday, in Reno, Nevada, the president addressed the American Legion's 99th National Convention, this time seemingly never veering from the script. He attempted to walk back the vitriol he spewed just 18 hours earlier.
Speaking to military veterans in Reno, it was a more presidential Trump.
We have no division too deep for us to heal. And there is no enemy too strong for us to overcome. We are one people with one home and one great flag. We are not defined by the color of our skin, the figure on our paycheck, or the party of our politics. We are defined by our shared humanity, by our citizenship in this magnificent nation, and by the love that fills our hearts. And I know I speak for all of you when I say our hearts beat for America. Our souls fill with pride every time we hear the national anthem. This is the spirit we need to overcome our challenges, to pursue our common destiny, and to achieve a brighter future for our people. We will win. Watch. We will win.
Despite his words of unity, Trump continued to wage war with lawmakers in Congress, vowing a face-off over his proposed border wall. Tuesday night in Phoenix, he said,
"And we are building a wall on the southern border, which is absolutely necessary." Build that wall. Now, the obstructionist Democrats would like us not to do it, but believe me, if we have to close down our government, we're building that wall.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer issued a statement, quote, "If the president pursues this path against the wishes of both Republicans and Democrats, as well as the majority of the American people, he will be heading towards a government shutdown which nobody will like and which won't accomplish anything." And Speaker of the House Paul Ryan stated,
"Well, I don't think a government shutdown is necessary, and I don't think most people want to see a government shutdown."
When Congress returns from recess, they have two major issues to grapple with, the debt ceiling and a spending bill. The Treasury Department has estimated that the government will reach its borrowing limit in October, at which point Congress will have to vote to increase the debt limit in order to avoid a default. And the government will run out of money on October 1st unless Congress approves a new spending bill. Trump is also apparently following up on his tweets from July 26th, which effectively reinstated a ban on transgender military service that had been lifted the year before under President Obama. The White House is expected to send guidance to the Pentagon on how to implement a new ban, issuing a policy that would allow Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis to consider a service member's ability to deploy in deciding whether to kick them out of the military. In the midst of all this, the president's poll numbers continue to fall.
Quinnipiac University polls show the president's approval rating has dropped 4 points in their poll since last week, down to 35%. 59% disapprove of the job he's doing. 31% of voters feel President Trump is doing more to unite the country, down 5 points from after his first 100 days in April. 62% say he's doing more to divide the country. 45% say Trump is bringing the wrong type of change. That's up from 2 points in April. 30% feel it is the right type of change, down 4 points. 23% say there's been little change at all. And voters are against the way Trump talks about the media by a nearly 2-to-1 margin. 35% approve, 62% disapprove. At the same time, 40% approve of the media's coverage of Trump, while 55% disapprove.
And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. The Nicole Sandler Show and What's News are 100% listener funded. To help support us, please visit NicoleSandler.com/donate.